flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wake up! Wake up! Mike Mulligan, David Haw.
I was going to ask you about the Bulls.
Wait.
How in the world are they 15.5 point underdogs? Is it because Zach LaVine isn't playing? That's a big number.
I believe the Boston Celtics won the NBA title.
No, I'm watching the Celtics tonight. Bulls Celtics. I'm going to find out. I'm thinking about taking that enticing bet.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
Here's Porzingis again, right side three. You got to be kidding me. Are you serious? Here's Porzingis with 2 seconds to go. They go to Tatum. Comes up shooting. Right side jumper, good. Oh, no, you have got to be kidding me. Porzingis from the logo. You have got to be kidding. And the entire Boston bench standing up.
Wow.
He shot that ball from the leprechaun.
And this ball game is over. Boston wins the season series 3-1 with a convincing 122-100 win.
Start your mornings with Mully and Haw, 5:30 till 10 a.m. on 670 The Score.
But I know Ella May, and I like her a ton. I like to get booed up every once in a while. I start tripping. And
hey, but I think that I'm done tripping. I'm tripping. I've been sipping. That's how I control.
Let's go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Oh, there's the great man, Brandon Fryer, with that open. How about that? He's got the whole Boston conversation, the horrible wager, and he's got Ella May in the background the whole time. Oh, beautiful, beautiful stuff there,
not
Brandon.
Not so beautiful. Good morning, Mully.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
No, it wasn't a beautiful game, but that open.
That's
world class.
It was a serviceable open.
Oh, God.
I mean, nice job,
Brandon. I'm saying the Ella May in the background is beautiful.
It's serviceable. It's acceptable. Gonna use an open to mock my bad betting tendencies. I jump back in for a night.
I know.
In for a night, and Porzingis starts hitting threes from Nantucket.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
You know
that guy.
They pull you back in.
too.
You're like...
they do. You get sucked back in. That was like a big
the
number.
The Godfather.
And that was even before Coby White was playing. I find out later in the day, Coby White's playing. I think, well, I'm in good shape.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Where did Porzingis learn to shoot like that? I know he always had. I thought he'd get hurt by the third quarter.
That's always been the problem. What's he doing playing in an NBA game?
What's he doing playing all 48 minutes? Yeah, no, he didn't. It just seemed that way.
What do you mean 48? We gotta shorten that. We'll get into that.
That game was too long. Last night was one of those games that was 40 minutes.
They played well in the first quarter, and I was like, they're staying in this game. You know, you got 14 and a half points. You're in good shape. And then it just...
But you said it. We heard after the fact.
Yes.
You do not want to play the Celtics after they lose. They have now won 8 games by 20 or more points after a loss.
You know, and that's the most in a single season in franchise history.
Where was that information yesterday?
Think about all... It was in Vegas. Think about all those... championships, all those years of great Celtics team.
I know.
That's
what's remarkable.
That's an incredible. They set a franchise record.
The rich history of the Charlotte Hornets.
No, exactly.
This is the Boston Celtics.
That is like, when you're on the wrong side of that statistic, I heard that this morning on the way in, and I thought, like, ooh, that's mean. That is like, where was that information yesterday?
That game was so lopsided, and the Celtics looked so good shooting the three that it may change your view of the Eastern Conference.
Wow.
Because they, when they're that hot and Porzingis is that good, you can't do anything to stop him.
Block his shot.
You can't block his shot.
Yeah, he's about 10 feet tall.
He's at the logo shooting threes.
Even Wemby couldn't block that shot.
26 points in the first half. I thought he was going to go for 50.
Yeah.
It was just an incredible showing. And the Bulls lose on the road, first of a three-game road trip, and they get back at it tomorrow night. They didn't do anything particularly well.
No.
Vooch gets 6 points, and Zach LaVine's out. Who saw that one coming? I mean, Vooch has 6 points.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
I think, though, that one of the advantages he has is he's a very tall man, and they have a much taller player.
Vooch and Lonzo Ball combined for 15 points. They combined for 15 points. Porzingis had that by the end of the first quarter, I think. So this was a forgettable night to watch the Bulls or listen to the Bulls.
Yes.
Either way.
Well, I watched. I sat in front of it, and it just didn't get any better. It was a rough one. It really was. There's no way around it.
Trying to see anything that was redeeming about the game.
Well, you know, Patrick Williams came off the bench.
Well, that was something we wondered about.
He wasn't forced into the starting lineup because Kobe played.
He played 30 minutes.
Yeah, that was good.
And he had another productive night, 16 points in 30 minutes. That's a good momentum for Patrick Williams.
What do you think, about 4 or 5 years, 30 minutes will be the length of an NBA game?
We're going to talk about that. It's a very intriguing plan posed or floated by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver to shorten games to 4 10-minute quarters.
Yeah, that's kind of wild. I mean, it's just that I think his idea is to squeeze into a window of 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I think games are like 2:15. It doesn't seem like that's too long, but apparently for television purposes, and if you're going to be streaming more games, et cetera, that might be better to go to.
Which season, just we'll get into the details of the pick six, but which season do you think just seems the longest to you? And I know different people have different tastes and preferences, but I understand the premise that if it seems like in January, which has been, what is today, January 47th?
Yes.
Seems like the month that will never end.
Really? And I mean,
I think it has lasted forever.
Oh, God, I feel like
forever.
January's flown.
Okay, nonetheless, when you have a season that seems to have minimal interest or intensity in the month of January.
Minimal sweats.
Thanks, Nick. He's at 8:45.
That's right.
I understand the premise. Let's just shorten things. Let's get on with it.
Yes.
Let's minimize the nightly investment, and it might be something that gets players to. I'm not quite sure, but it doesn't bother me to the extent that it bothers some NBA purists.
Oh, I mean, in our own group, for God's sake,
maybe
we got screamed at this morning.
Maybe.
What? Dustin's got his eyes wide open.
I don't think it bothers me as much because they're tweaking with the NBA regular season already with your favorite in-season tournament in December. They're trying to find
Emirates Cup.
To make a product that is losing ratings, interests, fans. They're trying to find a way to condense and consolidate and make it more efficient.
Would players play more often? Would the stars play more often if the games were shorter? Would the injuries be less if the games were shorter? Are these elements that they're looking at, or
they may use that to justify or rationalize reducing the games?
Yeah, but they'll never reduce the season because that's the revenue.
That's
right?
The revenue.
So all they'll do is, you know, shave off, as you say, a couple minutes a quarter.
You bring up some two really good areas of discussion, whether it's, you know, player health or even
time maintenance.
The reason, though, they would do this is because of how big of a factor is fan interest,
right?
And involvement or engagement or whatever the case may be. The games would move quicker. It'd be less of an investment on a nightly basis.
But the problem is, like, if you have a scoring record for a quarter, Golden State, somebody scored like 70 points in a quarter or something.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All records would be compromised.
Well, they would be. That would be hard to do.
Everything would be asterisk.
Yes.
But the NFL did it when they went to 16 games and then to 17 games. And they're going to do it again when they go to 18 games. So I think that it's not unprecedented for a commissioner to suggest a change in the schedule that would somehow affect the weight of the history of the sport.
But the 82-game schedule is still there because you want to preserve
82 paydays.
Exactly.
82 paydays. Yes. Ching, ching. Yeah.
It's fascinating. It really is. As to whether
I don't hate it right now.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
I'm surprised I don't.
The pace of play that the Bulls have had this season. You know, they've talked many times about you can't stay on the court. You can't keep because we're playing so fast. And I believe Kobe White, when he dunked on Wemby, said he doesn't dunk much because, you know, he has to work to dunk. And have you seen the way
they lack explosiveness because they're running up and down the court so frequently and so fast.
So
and
that's
I get
an
it.
Interesting thing.
The other thing is, too, when you look at hockey, I know this is maybe not a great apples-to-apples comparison, but when they changed the overtime rules in hockey, that changed the way that games end quicker. Why was that change enforced?
Yeah.
Because 3-on-3 in overtime brought you to a conclusion faster, and you didn't do it the way they always used to do it. So I think that's also something to keep in mind. What are you laughing at?
Patrick from Gage Park checks in and says, oh, man, want to have a conversation at the Spring Inn during a 44-minute NBA game? Dustino.
Well, it's something that Adam Silver is an innovator. And he thinks outside the box sometimes.
Yeah,
so
no,
I
like
his ideas are worth exploring. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's floating this for a purpose. If he's thinking about it, if he's floating it to Dan Patrick, I wonder how much support it will have and how quickly, if it does have support, he would implement it. It's not going to be – how long did it take for – The pitch clock.
Listen.
The pitch clock changed baseball.
You could make an effective argument that it saved baseball. That baseball is better as a result of the pitch clock.
And you could find some people that would use the pitch clock.
Would argue about that.
And would also say the injuries that you see in baseball on the rise with pitchers might be related to the pitch clock and changes since that point.
Yes.
Now, that's an ongoing study, and it's obviously everything is in a state of...
It's true.
It's so recent that you don't have a body of work maybe that in the totality you feel great about, but there have been people that have suggested that, so I understand why...
The committee to reelect the president needs to sit down and figure out what are the unintended consequences of things like that. And I'm not sure that is something that you know off the top of your head. And these are good points that you're making.
Well, if you knew them off the top of your head, they wouldn't be unintended consequences.
They would just be consequences. But if you knew them off the top of the head, you'd have to be kind of Ben Johnson bright.